Hey everyone, my name is Sunny, and I hope you're not superstitious because this is episode number 13. So today's topic I'm a firm believer in. It's called mixed roles. Now, what do I mean by this? You know, everyone has their own specific role in, a company or business. They're responsible for, you know, a couple things, but usually it's within a singular, like, industry or something, you know, or department. Like, you could be in marketing, you could be in sales, you could be in product development, so it could be, you know, the designer, the developer, could also be a tester, you know, for quality assurance. And, you know, a lot of people think, like, okay, I'm responsible for this one thing and that's it. I don't have to worry about development. Like, I'm just selling the product. You know, I'm just testing it. Why do I need to know how this thing is built? And, you know, I think that's not the right type of mindset. There's nothing necessarily wrong with it. I'm not, you know, hating on it. But I think that if you do worry about other areas of expertise, you try to expand your knowledge. You don't have to be an expert in those areas, but if you do try to expand your knowledge a little bit, you know, kind of how the phrase goes, you know, I wear multiple hats. I think there's like a lot of, depth to that. Like, if you do try to gain some knowledge, some experience with other things, then that can really help you out. Now, it can help you out with two things. One is communication, and two, just, you know, generally being able to maybe help other people or jump in between things. So, and also I would say it helps your own specific role as well. So let me talk about that first. Let's say you're a QA tester, quality assurance tester, and you were previously maybe a developer for a little bit of time, or you've read up a little bit on, you know, on development, and, you know, you're testing for accessibility. Well, since say building a website, let's say you know some of like the HTML tags, you can kind of translate that over when you're communicating with a developer in terms of implementing, right? So, you wouldn't have to tell them like, oh, this is what my JAWS screen reader tells me. You know, you can just be like, oh, hey, can you just add this, you know, tag to the page, and we'll be good on this. So it can definitely help, you know, with communication, and it can help you with your own job in terms of also like understanding. Because if you know how it's implemented, then, you know, it's kind of like just knowing the kind of like the background process, like the, you know, you have more knowledge. Like when you know how something's built, then you understand the product as a whole a little bit better. This really goes along well with marketing or when you're selling the product, because when you understand how it's built, you can potentially use that as like, you know, an advantage point of talking about it, comparing it to other products. Someone could ask you some technical questions. Maybe they're really interested in that, and as a marketing person, you can really surprise them by telling them like, hey, yeah, this is our technology that we're using this framework and stuff, you know, and that gives us an advantage, you know, A and B. So yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of benefits there. So like I said, communication, when you're communicating between different roles, a really good example of this is like developers and designers. If you're a developer, then, if you know a little bit of design, you can, you know, communicate more easily in terms of, you know, talking, maybe in terms of like Adobe Illustrator or something. And vice versa, if you're the designer, if you know how this is going, your design is going to be implemented, then you can tell the developer specifically. Well, first you can prepare for that, design the wireframe or mockup in a way in which you know it's going to be implemented very easily. It's, you know, something that's possible on the web or whatever platform you're designing for. It just helps in general. But then the communication between developer and designer becomes much easier when you have a little bit of knowledge of both. So yeah, communication, helping your own role, just understanding your product better, all of those things I think are really great. You can benefit greatly by understanding things outside your own specific role. So thanks for listening. Hopefully this made sense. Hopefully it was a good episode. If you thought so, tweet me at SunnySyncIO, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Thanks for listening. Bye.